Our next presenter, lovely Cynthia McKinney.
Good morning. Today I'm going to talk to you a little bit about student preferences on course content delivery. And I don't know about the rest of you, but I spend all of my time trying to figure out, is this new tweak doing something in the classroom worth the investment? Do I really want to, you know, change my PowerPoint in talking in class to a media site presentation? And so a lot of the things that I've done have been part of trying to make my online classes more effective. So I thought, well, I'll just check and see, you know, which things do students really like the most and what is worth putting all that extra effort in, knowing that some of it's going to be used for our accessibility and whatnot anyway. So I got ready and I got my course all ready for you, and I actually had one that was live and one that was distance, and failed to recognize that the university turns off the statistics. They roll it every 90 days. So you do not have last semester. You have this semester. Anyway, so given our times at a premium, what do they do? Well, pretty much what I found out is that this was a class of 12 graduate students that are currently taking my arboriculture class, and they're all online. But if you'll notice, there's really, I ran the stats just for fun, even though it's only six modules. There's no statistical difference, okay? There is between modules, but not between delivery methods. So you can feel good about if you're spending a lot of time making a media site presentation. Look at that first presentation. I have 12 students, and it was viewed 107 times, okay? That's crazy. Somebody was nervous because by... By the time you get down, you know, to module number four, you know, it's 45 views for those 12 students. But that's pretty much telling you they're looking at it multiple times. And then they're also looking at that stupid PDF multiple times. Okay? And so you're sitting there, why are we looking at the PDF as well as the, because none of these students have an accessibility issue. Why are they looking at both of them? And they're writing on them, and they're doing different things on them, and so they can go back. So they're watching the whole presentation multiple times, but they're also going back and looking at very specific items on those PDFs. Now, the other trend you'll notice is like, gee, they you know, pretty much have quit watching them. They go lower, farther out in the semester. But I thought I would refresh these numbers. So the other night I sat in my room and went back out and looked at all these. They're still looking at the beginning modules, okay? They're going back and looking at the beginning modules gradually, but not very much. But it's a little bit content-driven also, all right? So, you know, what the topic is does make a difference. So with that, any questions? All right. Whatever you're doing, it's worth investing. Thank you.